This is Texans Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, and by M&G Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. Now, here are your hosts, Patty Smith and Mark Vandermeer.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Training Camp Today, day four in the books. Mark Vandermeer and I are coming to you from the Texans radio booth, your little domain here. Yes. Mark, you got it dressed up today.
We do. We have all the flaps up, and you know what? It's blocking some of the breeze. It's very hot. Today was the hottest day at camp so far, Patty. Minimal cloud cover. We had some cloud cover the first 3 days, and I'm just updating people because we know that the Texans have been having part of practice outside, part of practice inside. Well, today they went for over an hour and a half outside, and they were in full pads for the first time this year. Yesterday, they were just in the shells.
Some of the guys, though, even though everybody was in full pads, not all the guys. We had some veterans that actually, I don't know, what they call it, vet sit?
I call it a veteran sit, and it's one of the things that the players love about Gary Kubiak. He gives guys breaks. And Jonathan Joseph, Owen Daniels, Andre Johnson, Antonio Smith, they did not participate today because he's going to give veterans every fourth day off. He knows that these guys know what they're doing. He needs to preserve their bodies for the real thing. We're still 6 weeks away from playing an actual football game, so they want to be careful with these players and minimize injuries. You know, around the league, you've got some big ones going on already.
A couple guys, it was good to see their faces back out here, Garrett Graham and Wade Smith.
Yeah, Garrett Graham coming back from the virus, and Wade Smith was sidelined as well, and he practiced. He's okay. But the story of the day injury-wise is Whitney Mercilus with a hamstring problem. And Whitney's a second-year guy, Patty, a starter at outside linebacker. So I wouldn't call him a veteran yet. You know, he still needs those reps and needs to learn how to be better at that particular position of weak side outside linebacker. Gary Kubiak said it was not serious, so we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, as we talk about the guys being out here in full pads, and of course the league mandating now wearing of the leg pads for the players. Some of the guys already do. I was talking to Matt Schaub just a little while ago. He says he wears them anyway. No big deal. But just your thoughts on how that affects some of the guys, specifically like receivers.
A lot of them don't like it. They feel like it sort of slows them down and that kind of thing. You know, you can imagine for yourself just wearing extra clothing. That's what it is for them. But they'll get used to it. It is a league mandate. And you know what? If you're not wearing pads, they can take you out of the game. The official can say, get out. You're out of here, out of the lineup, until you put the pads on. So it's not like a suspension or a one-quarter mandatory sidelining. It is just get to the sideline, get those pads back on, and get back out of the football field.
All right, let's hear what Gary Kubiak had to say about pads and more after the morning practice.
That's a little bit different, you know, even though when you put the pads on their legs, you know, and plus the league has changed some rules and some of the things they have to wear on their legs, so got to get these guys used to it. But I think the biggest thing this morning is we're down a lot of bodies, so put a lot of reps on a lot of people, but we pushed through it and just got to continue to do that.
Well, I did mention earlier that Matt Schaub was talking about the pads. He, of course, was not one of the veterans that was sitting out. He was dressed in his full pads, and we actually had a chance to talk to him a little bit today as well.
Yeah, Patty, and Matt talked about coming back from last year. The team took it to the Elite Eight in the NFL, if you will, that divisional round for the second straight year. What's it going to take to get beyond that? You know what? It's so hard to get back there, never mind getting beyond that. He reflected on it.
You know, we got to fight through that. You know, we put ourselves in that position for the first time. And, you know, to use that as a building block going forward, knowing how to handle that type of that part of the season in the situation that we were in, you know, we'll be better now going forward. And we've moved on past it. We've learned from it. We've talked about it over the offseason. And so we're ready to get right back in that position and do better.
We've talked a lot about the criticism Matt Schaub has been under this offseason, and he admitted, Patty, when he arrived at training camp, look, that comes with the territory when you play the position, and he knows that he and the entire offense have to play better if they're going to go deeper into the playoffs and go to the Super Bowl.
All right, the lawnmowers, Zambonis, whatever they are out there following us once again, so we're going to take our first time out here on Texans training camp today, but don't go away. We're going to put Mark to work. He will visit with Derek Newton when we come back. Stay with us. Best part and worst part of training camp?
The best part is knowing that, you know, the season's right around the corner. And that's when the fun starts. The worst part's the actual work you got to put in. And you know, also with the heat every single day, I mean, it's brutal. I mean, it is a tough time. And it's something that, you know, it's one of those necessary evils. You hate it, but you got to do it.
Welcome back to Texans training camp today. Mark Vandermeer with Derek Newton. Derek, how's it going so far for you?
It's going good, man. First few days have been great, you know. Just to be back here is an excited feeling, and just can't wait for what this team is going to do this year.
How are they handling you coming back from the knee injury? It's a process, right?
Yeah, like the first few days, I was limited on the amount of reps I'm getting, but like as each day go on, I'm getting more and more reps.
Well, the first year with the Texans, you did a lot of situational work. Last year, you were a starter at right tackle. What is this year like for you? Is the light going on more than ever? How are you learning the position?
Just pretty much still going back and look at last year's film, still talking to the veterans, still learning the game. Because, I have a lot more room to learn. So it's just going back on and improving on what I did last year and being more better this year, focusing on the small things that I need to do during training camp that's going to make me a better player.
Who have you talked to the most on the roster or among the old linemen to get help, get advice?
I didn't talk to Dwayne, Chris. I didn't talk to Wade. You know, just a lot of veterans that's been there, that got those years of experience that helped me, along the way.
Now, what about Brennan Williams? They drafted him in the third round. How did you regard that? That's sort of a challenge to you, is it not?
I mean, yeah, everybody has competition. It's pushing me to work harder every day. You can't take it for granted. So it's just all about coming out every day, showing the coaches that, I'm still that same player from last year, that I'm working harder to get better.
Dwayne told me it took him about 4 years before left tackle was second nature to him. When you hear something like that, that has to sort of help you along, right?
Yeah, I have a long way to go. I just can't think like I have it all down now. I just got to come out every day and focus on, the small things, focus on my technique. And, things like that, I figure is going to help me to be a great player like Dwayne.
Individual drills, they're a reality in training camp. Do you enjoy them? And talk about some of the guys you go up against that are pretty tough to deal with on that D-line.
Man, individuals, you have to take those, man, you have to use those to your best ability. Because, you can't take that for granted. That helps you get ready for practice and helps you get ready for the game that week. So individuals is something big. And as far as the defensive line, you have JJ over there, Antonio, Brooks Reed, all those guys give you great looks for the team that we play in the upcoming week. So, we always getting work for my defense.
Derek, thanks a lot. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Derek Newton, right tackle for your Houston Texans, and we'll be back with Patty after this on Texans Training Camp Today.
Texans Training Camp Today has been brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, and by Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans.
Welcome back to Texans Training Camp Today as we wrap up day four. Mark, before I let you go, I want to talk a little bit about linebackers. You've kind of said all along throughout training camp, even OTAs, you're a little concerned about the depth there. The news not really specifically looking too good for Daryl Sharpton at this point.
Groin injury shows up with it, so he's on the non-football injury list because he aggravated it between OTAs and training camp. A lot of technical stuff involved there. Gary Kubiak said he had an injection. They're going to make a decision this week on Daryl Sharpton. Boy, you'd love to see him out there, but that's why you've heard all these reports about Joe Mays possibly and everything factoring into providing more depth at inside linebacker. With Brian Cushing not doing everything he possibly could yet, they're ramping him back up. There's no fear here, but you want to see him back to 100%. And Cameron Collins, Mike Muhammad, guys like that are getting a ton of playing time at inside linebacker. Yes, it is a bit of a concern. Even though you have about 6 weeks to go, you still are monitoring the situation carefully and need to get some depth on this roster.
All right, well, things change a little bit tomorrow out here because the fans are allowed to come out.
The fans are allowed to be here, and if you don't have your tickets, sorry, you got them previously on HoustonTexans.com. One important note, though, if you're coming to practice, you have to abide by the bag policy, the new bag policy in the National Football League. You can check it out on HoustonTexans.com. Click on game day in the bag policy icon. Learn more. The bags have to be clear, ladies. And if you're going with a lady friend, tell her about it because they'll be turned away. You have to go back to your car, dump your bag in your car. If it's clear, it's okay. Learn more about it on HoustonTexans.com.
A lady friend. I love that term. My grandma used to say that, lady friend.
I know,
friend.
It's kind of outdated, but what do you want me to say? Girlfriend?
That's right. I like it. It works.
Hey, girlfriend.
Well, hopefully, fans, we will see you out here at Reliant Stadium. If not, then, of course, you can catch us each and every night right here on Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Training Camp Today. See you tomorrow.